Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Welcome to the Universe by Neil deGrasse Tyson, presents a guided, big-picture journey through modern astrophysics for curious readers who want to understand how the cosmos works without needing advanced math. Built around the kinds of questions people naturally ask about space, it connects everyday intuition to the surprising realities uncovered by observation and theory. The book blends core concepts like gravity, light, and time with the latest views on stars, galaxies, black holes, and the expanding universe. Tyson aims to replace memorized facts with a framework for thinking, showing how scientists infer what cannot be directly touched and why uncertainty can still lead to reliable knowledge. Along the way, the reader encounters the tools of discovery, from telescopes and spectra to careful reasoning about evidence. The result is an accessible tour that emphasizes wonder, clarity, and scientific literacy, helping readers feel oriented in a universe that is both vast and deeply knowable. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how we know what we know in astronomy. A central theme is the method of astrophysics learning about distant objects using the information that reaches Earth. The book highlights how light acts as a messenger, carrying clues about composition, temperature, motion, and distance. Readers are introduced to the idea that astronomy is largely forensic science on a cosmic scale, where spectra, brightness, and timing replace laboratory samples. The narrative clarifies why telescopes are not just bigger eyes, but specialized instruments that collect different wavelengths, from radio to gamma rays, each revealing different physical processes. It also emphasizes measurement and inference, including how models are tested against observation and improved over time. This topic helps demystify the scientific process, by showing that uncertainty is expected and quantified, not ignored. By focusing on evidence-based reasoning, the book equips readers to distinguish between speculation and well-supported conclusions. The payoff is confidence even when objects are unimaginably far away. The rules of physics apply consistently, and careful observation allows scientists to reconstruct the life stories of stars, the structure of galaxies, and the history of the universe itself. Secondly, gravity, motion, and the architecture of the cosmos. The book treats gravity as the organizing principle that shapes structures from planetary orbits to clusters of galaxies. It explains how motion in space is governed by simple principles that can yield complex outcomes, such as stable orbits, tidal effects, and the formation of disks and rings. Readers get a guided understanding of how gravity competes with pressure and angular momentum, setting the stage for star formation, planetary systems, and the large-scale web of matter. The discussion also connects classical ideas to modern perspectives, including the role of space-time and the way gravity influences light and time. By tracing how gravity sculpts cosmic environments, the book makes it easier to understand why planets clear their orbits, why galaxies rotate, and why extreme objects like neutron stars and black holes exist. This topic is valuable because it offers a unifying lens instead of viewing astronomical objects as a catalog of disconnected facts. Readers learn to see them as natural outcomes of the same physical laws acting across vast scales and long times. Thirdly, starlight, stellar lives, and the origin of elements. Another major topic is the life cycle of stars and what starlight reveals about their internal engines. The book frames stars as long-running physics experiments, where gravity compresses gas until nuclear fusion ignites, creating energy that pushes outward and stabilizes the star for millions to billions of years. It outlines how mass determines a star's fate, from gentle endings like white dwarfs to dramatic supernova explosions that seed space with heavier elements. This naturally leads to a compelling idea. The chemical ingredients of planets and people are produced in stars and spread through cosmic recycling. By linking stellar evolution to the periodic table, the book provides a story that is both scientific and personal, showing why astronomy is relevant to life on Earth. The reader also learns why certain colors correspond to temperature, how astronomers classify stars, and how star clusters and nebulae fit into the broader narrative of galactic evolution. This topic helps readers interpret the night sky as a living ecosystem of birth, change, and renewal rather than a static backdrop. Fourthly, galaxies, black holes, and cosmic extremes. The book expands the tour outward to galaxies and inward to extreme gravity, explaining how collections of hundreds of billions of stars form, interact, and evolve. It explores the role of gas, dust, and dark matter in shaping galactic structure and behavior, including why galaxies have distinct forms and why they merge over time. Black holes appear as both a natural prediction of gravitational collapse and as active engines when matter falls in and heats up, producing energetic radiation. The topic underscores that black holes are not just exotic curiosities but key players in galaxy centers, influencing their environments through powerful outflows and jets. The reader gains a grounded sense of what makes these objects extreme, such as event horizons, tidal forces, and the limits of stable matter. By tying together galaxies, supermassive black holes, and the evidence used to study them. The book shows how astrophysics connects the biggest structures in the universe with the most intense conditions known, all within a consistent physical framework. Lastly, the expanding universe, dark matter, and dark energy, a culminating topic is cosmology, the study of the universe as a whole. The book describes how expansion is inferred from the behavior of galaxies and light, and how the early universe is reconstructed using multiple lines of evidence. It introduces the idea that much of the cosmos is not made of familiar atoms, motivating the concepts of dark matter and dark energy. Dark matter is presented as a way to explain gravitational effects that visible matter cannot account for, while dark energy addresses the observed acceleration of cosmic expansion. The emphasis is not on final answers, but on how scientists build confidence in these claims through converging observations, such as galaxy rotation, gravitational lensing, and the large-scale distribution of matter. But as apt today, this topic gives readers a realistic view of scientific frontiers. Some questions are answered with precision, others remain open, and both are part of progress. By the end, readers are positioned to understand why cosmology is simultaneously data-driven and deeply philosophical, confronting questions about origins, fate, and humanity's place in an evolving universe. In conclusion, this book is best suited for curious non-specialists, students beginning a science journey, and lifelong learners who want a coherent understanding of space without wading through heavy equations. It also fits readers who enjoy big ideas and want to see how evidence supports claims about objects and events far beyond direct experience. The benefit is practical as well as inspiring. It strengthens scientific thinking by showing how to reason from data, how to handle uncertainty, and how a few core principles can explain an enormous range of phenomena. That mindset can carry into everyday life, from evaluating claims in the news to making better decisions based on evidence. Compared with many popular astronomy books that either skim facts or focus narrowly on one theme, this one offers a structured tour that connects tools, laws, and cosmic history into a single narrative. Tyson's accessible style, emphasis on concepts over calculations, and wide scope make it a strong value purchase for readers who want a durable mental map of the universe, not just a collection of disconnected trivia. If you would like to support Neil deGrasse Tyson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.